Hi there, it is David Lee for the James Bond Dossier here on Friday the 15th of February 2019. It's less than a year until the release of Bond 25, unless they change the release date, which they did for Spectre, so who knows when it'll actually be released. Today I wanted to talk about the third story, in this book, For Your Eyes Only. There are five short stories collected in For Your Eyes Only. The third is Quantum of Solace. And obviously Daniel Craig's second film was named after the story, but it had absolutely nothing to do with the story at all. And in fact, it barely features Bond at all. Bond's actually in the Bahamas and he's waiting to head to Miami, and I presume fly from Miami after bombing a couple of boats doing some arms running to Cuba. It's in the days 1960 or something like that, early 60s, yes. Or maybe the story's set in 1959. I'm not sure of the exact dates of what was going on in Cuba, and it's presumably it's the Castro rebels. God, I need to do some research on that, don't I? Anyway, so Bond is stuck in the Bahamas. He's waiting to go to Miami. He's finished his mission and he's just passing time. And he's at dinner with the governor, and he's having a fairly boring time, I think, at dinner. But after the other guests leave and it's just the governor and Bond, and they're just drinking, I don't know, brandy or something, and just whiling away the time before it's polite for Bond to actually say goodnight and leave. So to pass the time, the governor asks Bond whether he'd like to hear a story, and he agrees to that just to pass the time. He doesn't think he's going to find it very interesting, but then That's as far as it goes, as really as Bond's involvement. The story has nothing to do with Bond. And so the governor tells Bond the story of a young man working in the civil service, and he was in Africa, and how he, I think, probably flying back from Africa, and he met an air stewardess, which is how the conversation started. Bond saying that he always imagined he would like to marry a stewardess. And the governor says, well, yeah, yes, but, and this story. And this chap, presumably it's a pseudonym, Philip Masters, I think is his name, and he meets his stewardess and they get married and he gets posted to Bermuda, and they have a, you know, nice house and all the usual stuff going on in their lives. But then she decides to run off with one of the local playboys and humiliate her husband. So the story that Bond is told is about that, and then how Philip Masters exacts his revenge on his wife. And it is interesting, even though it's not really a Bond story. So it's fairly atypical Fleming. It's not the two previous stories I mentioned. They are mini Bond adventures. This definitely isn't, but it is interesting. And I haven't read any Somerset Maugham, so I can't comment on whether it is close to it or similar to it in any respect, but I know that is supposedly what the kind of thing that Fleming was after. And I don't know if you've read anything by Somerset Maugham, then you are in a better position than me to make that judgment. Okay, so that's Quantum of Solace. It, as I said, it lent the second Bond, second Daniel Craig Bond film, its name, and the Mr. White's organisation also derived its name from it as well. But it, apart from that, the film has nothing to do with the book. Okay, so this is David Lee for the JamesBondDossier.com /listen or /watch. If you're on iTunes, you might like to subscribe so you can get this every day. If you're watching on YouTube, there's a, where's the button? Down there. Subscribe, down there. Okay. Thanks for watching, listening. I will see you tomorrow.